Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
I love
this.
This is cheese, please.
Yeah, I know. I love
this
that.
This is cheese, please.
I love that guy. He says that every week. It really builds up my ego.
It raises the excitement because this is Cheese Please.
It's another episode of Cheese Please, if you didn't figure out by now. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're bringing you what?
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Did we trademark that yet?
No, we probably should.
Did the Cheese Please lawyers get in on that yet? I'm going to call my lawyer, Daffodil.
You have a lawyer?
Well, I probably could, but the whole thing is, you know, your answer to everything, I remember on TV sitcoms I learned this, call a lawyer. And you always say, I'll call my lawyer. So, as such, I will call my lawyer.
Okay,
make sense?
Once you figure out who your lawyer is, you can call them.
Well, I just have to whip up the yellow pages and see who chases ambulances. What?
We don't have an ambulance. We have a van.
Well, who chases vans then? If they chase vans, he can be my lawyer. How's that?
Dogs. Dogs chase vans.
Well,
and if they're speeding, police officers chase vans.
Does the dog have a law degree? Huh?
You might be able to afford a dog who has a law degree.
Oh, well, you never know. And on the show this week, we feature
giant songs.
What?
Or at least songs about big things.
Well, giants. We'll get into it a little more later. The one hit wonder why? Oh, well, let's go soap opera 30-odd years ago with the Afternoon Delights. We'll tell you more about that. But we're starting off with something that Daffodil loves.
It's the polka.
We get Stan... Oh, wow. How do you pronounce that?
Wazlowski.
Thank you. And the Polka Boys with the White Eagle Waltz polka. But we're starting off with the...
Hopscotch Rhinelander polka.
On?
Cheese, please.
Cheese, please.
Boys and the White Eagle Waltz Polka.
Daffodil likes polka.
Of course. I saw you dancing around in your chair again.
And before that, it was the Hopscotch Rhinelander Polka.
Yeah, Stan Wozlowski and the Polka Boys. I knew I could say it eventually. There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please. And, we start... What?
I don't understand about the big songs.
What?
You said we were going to play big songs. I don't see big songs on here.
Not big songs, Daffodil.
Giant songs.
See?
Why are they called giant songs?
Because they're giant songs.
I just like doing that, okay?
Obviously.
I like my toy. I like my echo chamber. What's so bad about that?
I never get to be in the echo chamber.
Yes, you do. Okay, fine. A little later. But we're featuring songs that were, referencing giants.
Okay.
We got
like, ho, what? Ho, ho.
Yeah.
Type giants?
Green giant.
Yeah, okay. We got the Royal Guardsmen. They did other stuff besides Snoopy and the Red Baron and Snoopy's Christmas with a jolly green giant coming up shortly.
Okay.
Yes. We've got Titus Turner and Hucklebuckle Beanstalk.
Because giants and beanstalks kind of go together like wieners and beans.
Yeah, but we're starting off with Lucas with the Mike Cotton sound, Wendell Donovan. Hey, is that right?
That does not make a lot of sense.
Okay, here's Jack and the Beanstalk right here on...
This is your weekly dose of cheese, please.
He went up, 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 up to the sky. bones to make my bread.
You grind my bones to make your bread, woo!
Yeah, I grind your bones to make my bread.
Music's orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Aww.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil. Cheese, please.
Trudy, Trudy, you raving beauty, how does your beanstalk grow?
Up, 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 a beanstalk, growing too tall. Chop it up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall. Some crazy critters planted beans by her back door. That magic beanstalk manufactures beans galore. She makes a fortune selling string beans at the store. Oh, she's high and mighty, got no time for me no more.
Hook up, up a beanstalk, growing too tall. Chopping up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall. We used to be as close as sweet peas in a pod. But I got canned just like those beans in her backyard. She's high and mighty, she's got no time for me. Oh, but she'll come back when I cut down that money tree. Oh, hook up a beanstalk, growing too tall. Chopping up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall. Hook up a beanstalk, growing too tall. Chopping up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall. Hook up a beanstalk, growing too tall. Chopping up the axe, Jack.
Titus Turner on Geez Please with Huckle Buckle Beanstalk. In tribute to Jack and his whole beanstalk thing, climbing up and going after the
Giant V-5-0-5. I smell the blood of an English martin.
What?
Strangely enough.
Oh, I'm turning the wrong one, Daffodil. I'm sorry.
Strangely
there.
Enough.
What?
Strangely enough.
I get caught in the
echo
chamber.
I love how
chamber.
When you go in the echo chamber, you turn me off.
Okay, I'll turn you on. Here. Sorry. I didn't realize what I said there. Here we go.
When we go in the echo chamber, you turn me off.
Now you're in the echo chamber. There.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. You can't complain. I tried before. Anyway.
I got a list of top 10 giants.
Okay, give me some giants.
Number 10 was Cyclops.
Oh.
That's the guy with only one eye.
Oh, man. Hard to get in glasses for him.
Number 9 are two French guys I've never heard of before, so we'll skip them.
Okay.
Number 8 was Jack's giant. That's the Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum guy.
Oh, okay.
Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
Number 7.
Yes?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, because he's over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So he's pretty giant. Number 6 were the Norse giants.
Okay.
Of Jotunheim.
Sure.
Number 5,
yes.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul, yeah.
And his big blue bay box.
Yes, and the big axe cutting down stuff.
Number 4.
Yes.
Frankenstein's monster.
He's not that big.
Well, he's made out of spare parts, so he's bigger than a normal person.
Okay, fine.
Number 3.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. The Jolly Green Giant.
Yes.
Number 2.
Yes.
Little John.
Okay.
From Robin Hood fame.
Oh, really? He was that big?
Well, he was supposed to be over 7 feet tall.
Okay.
And the number 1 giant on the top 10 giant list.
What?
Was Goliath.
Oh. Where's David when you need him?
I'm knocking Goliath down with a rock.
Ah, there we go. Let's bump back to number 3, though.
Yes, because you know, the Jolly Green Giant, there's a gigantic statue of him on a highway somewhere in the States. We should go find it.
Oh, there we go. The Royal Guardsman, right here on...
Cheese, please.
Hey, Jolly Green Giant, what's new besides ho, ho, ho?
Would you believe a rowboat with 3 leaky worms?
You heard about the Jolly Green Giant Potato. He's so big and mean.
Artichoke heart.
He stands there laughing with his hands on his hip, and then he hits you with a can of beans. He lives down in his valley.
Spinach.
The cat stands tall and green.
Brussels sprouts.
But he ain't no prize. There's no women his size. And that's why the cat's so mean. One day left his valley path. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking round, he wasn't gone long. And then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Broccoli.
He had never seen such beautiful sight.
Asparagus.
Well, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her. What a dilly. He touched her once. She slapped him silly. Now this was something he'd never seen. He looked at her and she commenced. Now listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with a big green coop.
You heard about the Jolly Green Giant
Waterbird.
Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Corn
couldn't get Sally, so went back to his valley.
The cat was a colorblind.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Royal Guardsman here on Keys Please with none other than the Jolly Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
And a little green sprout.
Oh, do we get money for saying that?
No.
Oh, gee, I thought it might be.
Doesn't qualify as real commercial.
Oh, well, I thought I'd just check on that one. Ending off our tribute to Giant Song. Oh, where's the echo chamber? What?
You broke it.
I didn't break it. Can I do it one more time?
Fine, go for it.
Giant Songs!
Now I've annoyed every listener out there if they're still actually listening. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warp, and the weird that is Cheese Please.
And, oh yeah, it's time for this, isn't it?
Do you wonder why these cheesy songs were hits?
Yeah!
We do too.
Why?
It's time for One Hit Wonder Why.
Totally,
absolutely, and completely qualifies as a one-hit wonder. Why?
Why?
Well, the group that performs the song is the Afternoon Delights.
Yes.
They were a Boston-based vocal studio quartet.
Really?
Yep. Their names were Rebecca Hall, Janet Powell, Robbie Barnes, and Suzanne Boucher.
I thought there were a bunch of, like, housewives or something that loved soap operas.
No. In 1981, they released this song.
Oh.
Which peaked at number 23 on the R&B chart and number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100.
And number 173 for the year 1981.
They later released an EP that didn't have any success at all. So this really was their only hit ever.
Wow, okay. And really gives a bad name to the rap world.
And it qualifies as rare and obscure music.
And that's what we're all about. Here is General Hospital right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Others wanted it, like Sally and Hutch. But there's one thing I must confess. Sally was a man who wore a dress. Luke kept his cool, he ain't no fool. He set them both up cold. While Sally died, Hutch survived, and no one got the gold.
Paging Dr. Noah Drake to ICU to treat a case of heartbreak.
never fun. That is why she had a son. She told Rick he was the dad. Soon found out that he'd been had.
There's one thing that you can give me that Leslie can't, and that's passion.
Alan was the father, of course, and he won't give Monica a divorce. Rick wants to get Leslie back. Heather's having an insane attack.
I'll get Diana Taylor.
She's not crazy, no, never. She just wants to get Dr. Jeff Weber. Jeff wants Annie for his wife. Then he might have to wait all of his life. Cause good girls don't, and Annie won't. And you all know what I mean. Amy Bynum likes to blab. Richard Simmons helps fight flab. Susan's having Alan's baby. No one wants Bobby for his lady. Well, Luke, he got another job. The Quartermains are the brand new mob. Laura's the receptionist. What's missing now is the ice princess.
Yes, Luke Spencer, please.
Diamonds, not gold, are in it this time. Scorpio, the House of Cassadine. On and on and on it goes. How it ends up, nobody knows. Cause
they keep me waiting. I don't mind waiting. Don't call me crazy. No, I'm not lazy. My day won't go right. I can't sleep all night. If I don't find out, it blows my mind out.
I just can't cope without my soap.
The golden era of the television soap opera General Hospital. Luke, Laura.
Super couples.
Scorpio. The House of Cassadine. Wow.
Think.
What?
Right now.
Yes.
On General Hospital, we have Luke.
Yes.
They still talk about Laura because she's in a sanitarium in France.
Oh.
The Cassadines were around not that long ago.
Oh. You're admitting to watch this
Scorpio
crap?
Scorpio was back recently.
You're admitting to watch this crap?
No.
Why?
It was on the TV in the diner. It was just, it might as well have still been the 80s. All the same people are still on it.
Oh, really? I remember.
It certainly feels that way.
Oh, I was watching it a little bit because.
I even saw Heather Weber.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. I really don't know that much because I just played the song. That's pretty much all I know. I promise.
I don't believe you.
Okay. My mother got me watching it.
You were
back then.
Hooked.
Back then. My mother conned me into it. Okay.
You were hooked.
Oh, got to change the subject. There we go. Okay.
There. You feel better now?
Much better.
You should change the subject and we're not talking about soap anymore.
At least I wasn't a teenage monster like the Keystones
featuring Charlie Licardi.
You make me mad. I can't talk. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for Cheese Please. Please come back next week where there will be more hijinks and shenanigans.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I was a teenage monster.
I was a teenage monster.
Bad.
A horrible teenage monster.
Bad.
Baby cans of hair all over my face. Long fingernails, my clothes are disgrace. Then I met a teenage angel. A beautiful teenage angel. Then she looked again. She said, I look like something the cat dragged in. She made me cut my hair, scrub my face, made me a member of the humane race. Mirror, mirror, look and say, is that a clean cut to cut me?
I was a teenage monster. Until I met a teenage angel. She took her lips and mixed them with mine. And up in smoke went old Frankenstein.
She made me clip my my head, scrub my face. Made me a member of the human race. Mirror, mirror, look in space. Is that a clean cut? Who cut me?
Teenage monster, golly
gee. I was a teenage monster.
Am I on? Oh, okay, great, thank you. My name is Snarf, dude. If you haven't figured out, without Daffodil here on Keys, please, we have a little bit of time to kill this week, so I just want to thank all the listeners and all the affiliates who run our program every week, because we really don't have time in a lot of cases to, well, say thank you. So I'm officially thanking you now because, well, I have a little time to do that, and Daffodil's out to the little girl's room, so I just wanted to grab the mic for one little time, just a little bit, to say thank you for everybody out there, and thank you for running the show, thank you for listening, and drop us a line. Yes. My time's up. Okay, bye.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.